The Edge of Wonder presents Contact in the Desert 2018. Special guests featuring Billy Carson.
Hey guys, this is Rob from Edge of Wonder. I'm here with Billy Carson. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Billy Carson, and I'm the author of The Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. You can get it on ForbiddenKnowledge.com with the number 4. Also, I am on Gaia TV, on Deep Space Season 1 and 2, also Ancient Civilizations. And I'm here talking about space anomalies and also the Enuma Elish, the Seven Tablets of Creation.
So he's an expert on ancient civilizations, and we're going to ask him some questions about basically what the weirdest thing he saw is. So Billy, tell us, what's the weirdest things that you found in ancient civilizations that, you know, I think what I'm most interested in is what dates humans back much further than what the current scientific, you know, line is telling us right now?
I think the most interesting discovery that I've made, and I would have to say it's a theory because obviously nothing could be completely proven, but it appears that the Great Sphinx and the Great Pyramid of Giza are about 36,000 years old, maybe even a little bit more.
Man.
And that I'm basing that on the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, and after I've gone extensively through them and discovered that they were written about 36,000 years ago, and in there Thoth claims to have built the Great Pyramid. But at the same time, the Sphinx itself has been now known to have a lot of weathering, and the weathering is leading to a lot of non-mainstream archaeologists to saying maybe the last ice age. But because it aligns with the constellation of Leo, if you go back two more processional periods, you're right at 36,000 years, at the same time that Thoth claims to have built the Giza Great Pyramid, and also at the time where everything is perfect in terms of peace and tranquility and the ability to, what he calls, bring civilization back up in the Emerald Tablets to a high level. So I'm really thinking that the Sphinx itself is probably, and the Great Pyramid on Giza is probably about 36,000 years old.
And tell me, Billy, what does that actually do to us as a civilization, understanding that the pyramid was built 36,000 years ago?
Well, it tells us that we've fallen. When I went to, the last time I went to Egypt was May of 2014, and I went to Saqqara. And I went to those pyramids of Saqqara and some of the structures at Saqqara, and I noticed that the quality of the construction, the further back you go, is better. And as you come closer into the future, everything becomes more or worse, or it falls apart, or it can't withstand time. And I'm starting to realize now, even when I went up into the Grand Gallery of the Great Pyramid and really started analyzing the structure, going into the King's Chamber, analyzing the fact that I still today can't put a human here in between the granite blocks, in the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid, and realizing that we have literally been an advanced civilization here on this planet that has fallen apart due to probably some type of ancient war, or maybe a cataclysm, or maybe a combination of both. And now we're in the rebuilding process, trying to rediscover. Everything is a rediscovery at this point. Everything from the metric system to construction techniques to technology to even this microphone that we're using right now. Everything has already existed here, and we're trying to find our way back to that high level again.
That's amazing. So you mentioned that you're not even able to stick a piece of hair between the stones and the pyramid, right? It's very difficult even for us right now to be able to have technology at that level. What do you think from your findings does that tell us about that civilization?
Well, the civilization was extremely, extremely advanced. They had tools that we don't have today. As a matter of fact, at Abu Simbel, when I went there, that was actually built much lower in that area, and we actually took it apart block by block and moved it up so that we can build a dam, so they can build a dam actually over there because they needed a dam. When they put it back, they tried to realign it to where the sun aligns perfectly with the chamber that illuminates the gods on the inside, and they couldn't do it. They were about 5 degrees off. With our advanced technology today, we still couldn't duplicate what the ancients did. So what that's telling me is that basically, we've got to find a way to really figure out what types of tools they were using, because if we can tap into that, we might be able to get into things like zero-point energy. We might be able to get into different types of anti-gravity levitation-type devices, frequency devices, devices that can generate frequencies that can actually create matter out of the ether, like Thoth talks about in the Emerald Tablets. All these different types of technologies that were stripped out of a lot of these ancient sites, including all the apexes of the pyramids, the Grand Gallery of the Great Pyramid stripped clean of technology, and other ancient sites were completely buried with sand from other places because they were really hiding it from us.
The Edge of Wonder.
Wow. So, okay, so technology was extremely advanced. Are there any other civilizations that you found in your findings that were extremely advanced?
One civilization I've found so far is not even on Earth that's extremely advanced, and that would be on Mars. We've downloaded now probably close to 1 million images from NASA, the Indian Space Agency, Russian Space Agency, and the European Space Agency, and now China as well. And we've cataloged about 50,000 anomalies. These are things that are out of place with the surrounding terrain. We, meaning the United Family of Anomaly Hunters, there's a group of us, 14 of us. And some of these anomalies have made international news. Mars, we discovered, has had a combination of high-level technology, higher than us where we are right now on Earth at this particular day and age, and also some signs of having ancient technology. So it's a combination of both. Whether some of it was like that because part of the planet was destroyed at some point and then tried to make another comeback, like we were on a track too, and those are other old ancient remnants there. Because if you go to Giza right now with ground penetrating radar, you'll find hundreds of structures underneath the sand right now that are dilapidated, broken down, collapsed, buried structures. The same thing could have happened on Mars and just could be exposed when all the mud and the water, the flood, flew over the land, because it was a global flood there, maybe even twice. But there are some structures there that are still standing, and some other objects that appear to be highly technologically advanced, even more than some of the things we have here. When I say that, I'm talking about things that look like, and I can't say this is what they are, but things that look like hovercraft and so forth that we don't have here at this particular moment in time.
But we sorely need.
We sorely need them. So why would they have those things? Well, I think there was a concurrent civilization running both on Earth and Mars at the same time. And according to the Sumerian tablets, there were these Ijiji working class Anunnaki people that were working and mining the planet Mars for resources, and actually came to battle against the kings of Earth, Enlil and Enki, because of the work and labor load that they were being put under was too strenuous and they weren't getting any relief. And so at some point they literally were going to go to battle and have a coup. And then that's when Enki says in the Sumerian tablets that we will genetically modify the existing hominid on this planet, basically to make a slave race to do the workforce and relieve your workload. And that was agreed upon. And so that's when they disconnected, in my opinion, the existing hominid, which would have been us in ancient times, but probably more connected spiritually and probably even more advanced spiritually with nature, and gave us the junk DNA, and now turned us into mental slaves and working slaves, which we still are currently today.
Whoa. That's a lot of stuff. Is all of this stuff on your website?
There's a lot of this information on my website, forbiddenknowledge.com with the number 4. Also, my Instagram account. I've got many Instagram accounts. If you just type in Forbidden Knowledge in Google, a lot of my data will come up. My information will come up. I even got songs written about it on iTunes and everywhere else. So you can just Google Forbidden Knowledge and it'll come up everywhere.
That's awesome. So please tell us about your book too, because you just came out with a book, right?
Yeah, the book is based on the animal tablets of Thoth. Now, Thoth was an Atlantean. It was an Anunnaki. And Atlantis, I've discovered now, is a global civilization, or was a global civilization. And not only that, but it might have been interplanetary. So I really started digesting these tablets and discovered that there's UFOs, there's ray guns, there's advanced building techniques, there's frequency technology that can generate matter out of the ether. All these things are in there. I said, I've got to break this down for people. And a lot of esoteric wisdom, regeneration chambers, how to go into a chamber and regenerate your body, how to create new avatars, biological avatars, and transfer your consciousness into a new avatar. All of this is inside the Emerald Tablet. So a lot of people couldn't really understand or break it down or relate it to technology. So I went in and I broke it down. I related it to technology and also showed how other religions have taken pieces of it to make other different religions out of the Emerald Tablets based off of seeking the light and getting away from darkness and everything else. And put it in a way where people can digest it, and hopefully they'll get a better understanding and also see that there was a very advanced civilization here that came. They called themselves the Sons of Atlantis. They didn't call themselves gods. We ended up giving them the name gods. After they left, we deified them.
Of course. It's fascinating stuff, man. So people can find more information about this by going to forbiddenknowledge.com, right? Okay, so that actually wraps it up with Billy Carson here. Billy, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, and until the next time, we'll see you out on the edge.
Hey, everyone. This is Billy Carson, also known as Forbidden Knowledge. I'm very excited that I set up my brand new podcast on the anchor.fm platform. You have to check it out, guys. ANCHOR.FM. You can set up a free podcast on there with no hosting fees. You can monetize your podcast. You can create libraries. If you don't want to record live, you can edit them and then upload the audio. It's an amazing platform, and I recommend if you're interested in getting into podcasting, check out anchor.fm. Hey everyone, this is Billy Carson, also known as Forbidden Knowledge. If you haven't done so, please check out my book, Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. It's currently a bestseller on Amazon.com. You can look it up, Compendium of the Emerald Tablets by Billy Carson. In this book, I break down the metaphysical, quantum physics, esoteric wisdom of Thoth the Atlantean. This information was written eons ago, and I've taken my time to break down all of the information in a way that everyone can understand it. So please, check it out, Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. If you're into learning about the true ancient history and ancient civilizations, you have to read my book.